From Memphis, Tennessee, on the banks of the mighty Mississippi, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Well, today, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Hour 3, by the way. This is the Todd Starnes Show. It is a bittersweet day in America. No doubt about that. But I got to tell you, I am so proud of our President Donald John Trump, a great American patriot, a good and decent man. And what he did for this country, they will be talking about for generations to come. And I said this in the beginning of the show. I believe that when historians take a long, hard look at what this president did, the policies that he implemented, they're going to say that he was one of the greatest, if not the greatest, president we have had in the history of the Republic. What say you? 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. We are also facing a long, dark winter. Those are the words of the new president, Joe Biden. And you better believe him. They're coming after all of us, and they want to punish us for putting Donald Trump into office. It's payback time. And you better buckle up because it's going to get ugly. But I'm telling you, we're going to stand tall and we're going to fight every step of the way. So we're not going to let him get away with it. But it's going to be a tough couple of years until we can possibly reclaim control of the House of Representatives. But one of the big concerns I've got is the cancel culture movement. And they're coming after folks like my good friend Mike Lindell, who is the creator of that wonderful, beautiful pillow called MyPillow. And by the way, they are proud supporters of this program. If you go to the website, the radio special page, put in the promo code STARNES, you're going to get yourself some really awesome stuff. Well, Mike Lindell's on the Liberty University Newsmaker line right now. Mike, good to have you with us today.
Oh, thanks for having me on, Todd.
Mike, before we jump into what they're trying to do to MyPillow, the president reaching out, talking to a lot of people over the past couple of days, what's the greatest achievement in your mind that this president has accomplished?
Well, I think you just said it. I mean, he's awakened the public, you know, everybody to show that you can have a leader that leads for the people, that does stuff that manifest. You know, here's a problem, here's a solution, and what does it manifest to? How is it going to help people? And he did. Then you could put that list. You know, it's probably 3 feet high of accomplishments. But what he did is he showed us, and they're even revealing more, that politicians that have their personal agenda or a political agenda, that we absolutely have to have politicians that are for the people. And that's what he did. He showed, you know, common sense solutions. Hey, why, you know, gee, let's do this because there'll be more jobs here. Let's do this because the economy will be better. Let's do this. I mean, it's just amazing what he's done. I mean, there's so many to choose from. One of the things, though, you know, you had to break that political correctness thing or nothing would have got done. And I think he just bulldozed through that. And now they're trying to bring that back with this cancel culture. And this is what we're up against now. But I'm so proud of him and all he's done, because this is just the beginning. He set the foundation for amazing times that we're going to see.
Yeah, I'm not sure the media understands the Trump movement is not going away.
No, absolutely not. And it certainly isn't going away. You know, I've been out there and all over the news because of the evidence that came in with these machines. And I'm not going to back down on that. I've seen it. And, you know, this stuff's going to get to the Supreme Court. Eventually, everyone's going to see the truth is going to be shown. And when that's shown, I don't know what they do then. But I want everyone out there to just have assurance that this is just the beginning. Now it all starts where it's all been revealed, but now we take it from here, and how we react now is very important. You know, when these box stores that are all boycotting me now, you know, there's 8 of them now that have jumped on because they've hired these hit jobs that attack them with bots and trolls, and it scares these box stores. I told them, these aren't your customers. Your customers are going to be upset you take the products out.
Yeah, let's talk about that, Mike. So day before yesterday, you mentioned that Bed Bath & Beyond, and I believe it was Kohl's, we're no longer going to sell your products. And now you say other stores. Do you want to name those stores?
Yeah, absolutely. Here we go. Bed Bath & Beyond, Kohl's, H-E-B, Coburn's, Kruger, Fred Meyer, BJ's. There's a company called Affirm that goes on your website. They've canceled. I've had the Canadian Shopping Channel canceled. And see, there's and you got to realize these hit. I have a vendor over in Australia and New Zealand that have sold my pillows for 12 years. They're even getting attacked over there. These groups are hired like Sleeping Giant, these sleazebag, terrible companies. I don't even know how you call them a company. Like on Twitter, if you go there, and that's what they do. Or they're hired to just bring down and destroy companies. You know, there. And then you got your Twitters and your Facebooks that are destroying. My friends all have podcasts and stuff. One of my friends had 2 million followers on Facebook. He had 12 employees. They took his site down. You know, they're just suppressing everything. You know, coming into this, election, you know, we had, you know, they always, the mainstream media always, of course, the same narrative and attack there. But now they're even taking away, you know, social media. My own Twitter account, everybody out there, I'm not controlling it. They shut it down. They won't let me delete tweets. I got a thing from Germany. I can't touch anything. They said, we're not allowing you to take this tweet down. And then now they shut me down about a week and a half ago when I talked about the new evidence of the machine fraud with Dominion. And then and now they control it. They control the site, so it's not really me.
And Mike, again, this is a pattern. They've been trying to do this to a conservative talk show host for many, many years. Now you have CNN openly advocating to shut down Fox News, OAN, and Newsmax. This is like Bolshevik level stuff here that we're watching unfold on American soil.
Absolutely, it's 100% that, and you know it's and they're starting with me. I'm very visible out there. You got to look at this now. Why would all of a sudden this huge attack come when I'm on TV and then Dominion drops a thing saying we're going to go after Mike Lindell? Well, I want them to do their lawsuit. Bring it on, because maybe then all the stuff I've seen that just came out, that now, you know, and people say, well, why did it come out so late? Because they were working on it for 2 months. They wouldn't give us machines. I mean, this stuff is real, and it's going to come out. And this, hopefully this is, you know, God's got his hand in all of this. And it's all going to unravel the way God wants it to, because look at all the stuff that's being revealed right now. For this inauguration, this fraudulent inauguration to go down today, think of people now, even my friends that were Democrats are going, wow, they're seeing what they're already doing, canceling out companies and trying to do this. I have in my company, I have 2,500 employees, and they cannot believe some of them going, wow, they really went the extra mile this time, you know, because we're used to it. We had it happen this summer when I had myonlyander.com, when Anderson Cooper attacked me for that, and all the bots and trolls came out there and attacked us too, and companies dropped us there. So we've been down this road, but I got to tell you, it's scary because other companies, they're not as bold, but this time you've got to stand up.
No, you're right, Mike Lindell. And by the way, Mike Lindell on the Liberty University Newsmaker line, mypillow.com. Use the promo code STARNS. Mike, we got to sell you some pillows while we're doing this. So
and I'm putting my book out there too today at $9.97. I'm free shipping if you use your promo code there, Todd, and use STARNS. I have 3 million copies. This is a story of hope, and I'm using my funds to keep for good things. I'm putting it all in. I put everything to everything that we need to do to get back to a time where we had a voice, and that's what I'm doing with it. So it's going to good things. That's all I can say.
Mike, look, you're a good man. And year before last, when I was back at Fox and we had the show and we sat down and you shared your testimony for the entire length of our conversation. We didn't even talk about the business. We just talked about, you know, our relationship with the Lord. But you could have had a very successful life. You didn't have to jump into politics and talk about the president. You could have stayed quiet. But you decided to speak out, and I'm wondering why you decided to do that. Why was that important for you?
Well, it's twofold. When I came out of crack cocaine addiction and all my addiction on January 16, 2009, you know, I had never voted in my life, and I didn't think politics affected anything. I really didn't. And so I was like a kid with a blank slate, and I come out and I go, what did I miss here? You had a president giving money to an evil empire. You had my friends were all losing their jobs, their careers, their houses. I mean, all these things that were going on, I go, what did I miss? You had marriage between, you know, not just a man and a woman anymore. You had people killing babies with Planned Parenthood. And I mean, just all these things that I hadn't noticed before. And then in the summer of 2016, Donald Trump reached out to me for a meeting. And I had never, you know, I flew to New York, August 15, 2016. And in that meeting, it was just him and I. He talked about, Mike, you have all these jobs here. He said, I want to bring the manufacturing back. We talked about, he said, I used to be a crack cocaine addict. And I said, I'm going to build this platform to help addicts all over the country. He said, I'm going to stop the drugs porn. Just this amazing common sense things. I go, and wow, if he does all that, that's an amazing problem solution. Talked to his employees, and his employees said, he's a great leader. We love him. He's done stuff for me personally. And went back to Minnesota, did a press release, said, hey, I met Donald Trump and President candidate Donald Trump, and I was just attacked. I was called a racist and everything under the sun. Well, but what I've seen is what can be done now in politics because of this president. I think when you asked about his accomplishments earlier, his accomplishments, here's what a good politician can do. He wasn't a politician, he's a businessman. Right. In spite of all the attacks, he was able to do so many great things. You could stack it up 3 feet high, and what an amazing time. Hmm. So now I know politics affects everything we do. That's the scary part of what's sitting down there in D.C. right now.
That's right. Mike, we're going to have to leave it there. I want you to know we appreciate you. Thank you for sponsoring our show. We're standing alongside of you guys, and we're going to fight the good fight with you, and you just let us know what we can do.
Well, my 2,500 employees appreciate everything everyone out there can do, and anything that you can do to help. It's been great. You've been a great support, Todd. Thank you for your show. Awesome.
Mike Lindell, ladies and gentlemen, a great American patriot, a man of God. He's a fellow brother in the Lord. He owns an American company. He employs American citizens. And his only crime is to support our president. And the mainstream media wants to shut him down. They want to put all 2,500 of his employees out on the unemployment line. And I don't think that's right. And I suspect many of you in this audience don't think that's right either. So we're going to stand alongside our friends, and we're going to fight this good fight with them. One of the ways we can do that is to buy their products, and they're pretty darn good products. So go to MyPillow.com. Mike told you that he's going to throw in free shipping for our listeners. And all you have to do is use our promo code, which is my last name, Starnes, S-T-A-R-N-E-S. Got to take a break. We've got your calls, a line open, 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
Triggering microaggressions from coast to coast. It's Todd Starnes.
End this uncivil war, and the way we can do it is if we show each other a little tolerance and humility. Martha, I thought it was a great speech. I've been listening to these inaugural addresses since 1961, John F. Kennedy, Ask Not. I thought this was the best inaugural address I ever heard.
All right, that was Fox News Channel registered Democrat Chris Wallace. And he was just gushing with glee about Joe Biden's inaugural address. And by the way, he talks about unifying the country just a few days ago. Joe Biden and his soon-to-be president, Kamala Harris, were suggesting that President Trump was a Nazi. But that's unity. That's reconciliation when it comes to the Democrats. Let's get to the phones. Connor in Boston, welcome to the program. What's on your mind today, Connor?
Hey, Todd, pleasure to be with you. Happy, I guess, Inauguration Day.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's one way to put it.
I know. I feel the same way. But you know what? it's like we have to stay positive, and we just have to remember it's like we need to win back what we've lost. I mean, it's possible. But it's just one of those things, Todd, where when it comes down to the Republican Party, it's like, in a way, we have ourselves to blame for putting some of these people in these leadership spots in Congress. And there needs to become a day when we need to rid them from our party, get rid of them altogether, and form just something new, you know, like a new Republican Party where we can all just have our agenda and the agenda of the average American person put into play. But we should be proud of everything we've accomplished over the past 4 years. I mean, there's so much. It's like we had a president who took the person in America who didn't have a voice and gave them one. Took the truck driver, took the person, you know, maybe delivering pizzas, right? And gave them a voice in the political spectrum. And we should be very proud of accomplishing that, because I'm positive that they are better off now than where they were 4 years ago. I can promise you that.
Connor, I have no doubt that's the case. And I'm with you. I have nothing to apologize for. I am proud of my country. I am proud of this president. And I think truly he did great things for America. And I believe that the historians are going to give him credit when that time comes. But right now we've got to buckle down. And like you said, Connor, we've got to win back what we lost. And it's going to be a lot of hard work. And we're going to have to hold these Republicans accountable. And the first thing we need to do is make sure Mitch McConnell is no longer the minority leader of the U.S. Senate.
I could not agree more on that. He needs to go. He's needed to go for a long time. And Todd, the other thing, your previous guest, right, who was talking about like the new younger Republicans, right? How we need to really make we need to reach out to them. You know, I was one of those people, right, who needed to really just become engaged. And you know, I still remember just being a kid watching C-SPAN, believe it or not, watching Joe from LJ. He would go on C-SPAN constantly, and I would just listen, and I would just be like, you know what, that's a party I can believe in. But it comes down to the education system. It comes down to these teachers we have in there and just getting rid of them so we can have, like, an open dialogue between, you know, Democrats and Republicans so these young folks can make an informed decision. And when that is put into play, it's like they will choose the Republican Party hands down. The policies win hands down.
No doubt about that. And I salute Joe from LJ because he's taking the time. You know, he's had a very successful career. He could be out on the golf course. He could be doing lots of other things. But instead, he's taking the time to sit down with next generation young people, young Americans, and he's showing them what it means to be a leader, showing them about free enterprise, how to start that business, how to get out there and live the American dream. And we need more people like that. And Connor, we need more voices like yours. Look, we're all in this together. And I think that Young America's Foundation, an incredible organization doing powerful work. But look, folks, it's not party time. We got to buckle down. And we've got a country to save. Connor, God bless you. Hang in there. Have a good one. Folks, got to take a break. 844-747-8868. Our good friend Dr. Robert Jeffers coming up next. All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Let not your heart be troubled, America. That's what the good book says. Just hang in there. We're going to get through this together. There will even be a few laughs, dare I say chuckles, along the way. I'm serious, Grace. Don't look shocked. Don't look horrified. I said chuckles. And if you want a real good laugh, I want us to play cut 13 and 14 back-to-back, please.
And the contrast on display tonight was so stark. I mean, those lights that are just shooting out from the Lincoln Memorial along the reflecting pool, it's like almost extensions of Joe Biden's arms embracing America. It was a moment where the new president came to town and sort of convened the country in this moment of remembrance, outstretching his arms.
And notice the real furniture, folks. There's folding chairs out there, but that's a real chair and a real table. And on that table, I believe, are some of the sacred texts that are going to be used today.
It's called a Bible, dear.
Clyburn there having a moment with VP like Harris.
Ooh, it's a real chair. It's a real table. His arms stretched out. And then you have MSDNC equating Joe Biden and Kamala Harris to Almighty God. Well, on the Liberty University Newsmaker line, a good friend of this program, the pastor of the First Baptist Church of Dallas, Texas, the official chaplain of the Todd Stearns radio program, Dr. Robert Jeffers. Hey, Dr. Jeffers, how are you?
I'm doing great, Todd. You know, the occupant of the Oval Office changed today, but the good news is the occupant of the throne of heaven hasn't changed. God is in control even of this.
Well, I think a lot of people need to hear that message today, Dr. Jeffers, because people there's some anxiety out there among Trump supporters, and I think it's pretty justified because we're about to go through a pretty difficult few years.
Yeah, I think, Todd, honestly, I think we need to balance the optimism, you know, we all hope for with realism. And I preached a message this past Sunday, how Christians should respond to President Biden. And yes, the Bible says we ought to pray for him. We pray for all of our leaders, not just the ones we voted for. But I think we need to also be prepared for what we're getting ready to go through. I mean, it's no secret what the Biden-Harris agenda is, and it's going to be very faith-unfriendly. The Biden administration is going to be celebrating those things that God's Word condemns, whether it's gender fluidity or the expansion of the definition of marriage or unrestricted abortion anytime for any reason whatsoever. And, you know, whenever you've got the government celebrating what the church is condemning, you're going to have friction and pressure and ultimately persecution.
When you look at some of the policies that are coming down the path here, and I know that the Biden administration is planning a crackdown on biological women. They are embracing these civil rights for transgenderism. How concerned are you about some of the legislation they've already guaranteed is going to happen?
I'm very concerned. And, you know, give a little perspective about this. This is the way the final couple of years of the Obama administration were going. Things were unraveling very quickly. They were going after faith groups. The only thing that interrupted that was the Trump presidency. But now that that's over, at least for now, I think they're going to pick up right where Obama left off, and you're going to see a no-holds-barred attitude toward people that resist their very liberal agenda.
You know, it's interesting, Dr. Jeffers, and I don't know, you know, how much, if anything, you want to say about this, but I've been really bothered by the lack of support from some circles of the evangelical community, Catholics, liberal Catholics, the Southern Baptist Convention's Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission. I think those people were out there actively urging Christians to either not vote or just don't vote for Donald Trump. And I think they bear some responsibility for what happened on Election Day back in November.
Oh, I think they bear a lot of responsibility for it. And look, you know, the truth is, Todd, this aggressive agenda, this leftist agenda, this anti-biblical agenda of the Biden-Harris administration isn't going to bother most churches because most churches aren't pushing back. Most churches aren't teaching what the Bible teaches about this issue. So it's going to be targeted toward a relatively small number of people. And I don't think it's a reason for us to be fearful, but we do need to be prepared for what's ahead.
A lot of people are wondering, and I think I'm one of them, is there any way for Republicans to win national elections again if they're not going to address issues like voter fraud?
Look, I think the Republican Party is broken. You know, full disclosure, I don't identify as a Republican. I think they are wrong on some issues, but I think there is a civil war going on inside the Republican Party. And, you know, I think, frankly, and but you may disagree with this, Todd, but, I mean, I think almost they deserve to lose the Senate for taking some highly unpopular positions. They should have followed President Trump on the stimulus. They should have given the $2,000. For them to do that and resist that was utter stupidity, and they paid a price for it.
No, you're absolutely right. Well, Dr. Jeffers, we appreciate your great leadership, and you know, I think the thing that impressed me most about President Trump is that he invited people like you to give counsel to him, and that says a lot about where he was coming from. You know, not that he was some sort of a perfect Christian, which he was not, and who among us are, but he was willing to reach out to people like you for advice.
Yeah, and I'll tell you this, your listeners might be interested in this. I mean, he called me last week from Air Force One. We had a great conversation. He is upbeat. He's optimistic. And I doubt we've heard the last of Donald J. Trump.
All right. Good stuff. All right. That's a tease right there, as they say in the business. Dr. Jeffers, always good hearing from you. And folks, if you're in the Dallas area, got to go to church on Sunday. But better yet, if you're not, you can always go to church online as well. What's that website address, Dr. Jeffers?
It's just firstdallas.org.
All right. Well, Dr. Jeffers, thank you very much. Appreciate you.
Great to talk to you, Todd. Thanks.
All right. Pastor Robert Jeffers. And we are the only talk radio program in America that actually has an official chaplain. So, I think 3 years and counting now. Hey, let's go to the phones. 844-747-8868. Bill in Memphis, Tennessee, listening to us on our flagship station, KWAM. Hi, Bill. What's on your mind? All right, let's put Bill on hold and let's get that figured out. I think Bill may be eating a barbecue sandwich down at Central Barbecue. Keith in North Carolina, welcome to the show.
Hello, Todd. I'll be passing right through your fair city this Sunday, heading to Northeast Arkansas.
Well, yes, sir. You are on Interstate 40, I do believe.
Correct. It's a fairly straight shot. I don't like going through the gorge and stuff with crazy drivers, but it's a good shot.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Exactly. Well, the reason that I called, and by the way, I've enjoyed Connor and Dr. Jefferson. I don't even need a pillow. I may go ahead and buy a couple just to help Mike out a little bit.
Good for you.
And despite the Democrats. You know, sometimes it's fun to do things to aggravate the other side.
That's a good point. It is kind of fun.
Now, the reason that I called was, you know, there's starting to be talk about splintering off and becoming a third party. I would highly recommend against that. I was part of United We Stand America, the predecessor of the Reform Party, and I was part of the Reform Party. And each state has different rules and laws and regulations and things that they make you jump through hoops in order to get on the ballot, unless you're already part of an established party. So I think we would be better off to just reform the Republican Party and make it the way it ought to be and become the conservatives that we're supposed to be and move forward.
So, Keith, I think there's a lot of wisdom in that. And I, you know, again, the president just teasing or tossing the idea out there of creating a Patriot Party. But right now,
I think there already is one, Todd. I think there is a Patriot Party.
Well, that's what he may not have known that when he suggested it. But regardless, I think we've got a unique opportunity with the Republicans in the minority in the Senate to make some changes. Let's get some fresh leadership in there, leadership that's actually Republican and is going to advance the Republican agenda as opposed to the Democrat agenda. And let's see what happens there. Keith, thank you for the call. Good idea. And I'm sure Mike Lindell appreciates you buying a couple of my pillows. All right, I think we've worked out the issue with Bill, Memphis, Tennessee, KWAM. Hi, Bill, what's on your mind?
What's up, Todd? You know, you picked a great time to buy a radio station. This is an excellent time for conservative talk because, you know, we're being squandered, shut down everywhere else, but not on your station for sure. You know, you brought this topic up a while back, and I've been debating on it. First, I thought there should be a new party. But you know what? The more I think about it, you're right. I think it should be reformed. I think Trump should use some of these young, you know, a lot of these young people that just got voted in, whether it was women or men, you know, you interviewed a few. They even said, you know, Donald Trump inspired me to run. Women that had never before were afraid to run in the Republican Party were actually told not to. But now they were openly, aggressively done it. Like you said, he's shown them the way. He's literally reforming the party with the people that aren't led by McConnell in the old group, but Paul, what's that cat from Wisconsin? I can't remember all their names, but
Paul Ryan.
Blowhards.
Mm-hmm.
Paul Ryan, all these blowhards. You know, I'll never forget when he was on that stage at the beginning from the primary. He made them look like little bitty, little, I don't know what you call them now. I don't know what the official terminology is, but vertically challenged. He made them all look like these little people. And I love the when he brought up the small hands. To me, I couldn't stop laughing. That was so freaking funny. But literally, he embarrassed them all. And it's like, y'all had no chance of beating Hillary Clinton anyway. We needed something. And I mean, so starting a new party, I think, would really take away. I do think the reform, because as you said, there are 75, 80% actually believe that he got cheated out of the presidency. These are the new reform Republicans. Not the old school garbage Mitch McConnell. You know, I'm still questioning Marsha Blackburn, how she turned her back. And, you know, Bill Hagerty, I was kind of, I had a little faith in him. But, you know, some of these cats have turned their backs on Trump, and we need to all remember that. And I think there are plenty of people that are wanting to run for Republicans now. And I think we just need to watch what happens. And there's going to, you know, you have the walkaway movement was coming over. You have Vernon Jones. You have all these people that were previously Democrats have been inspired by Donald Trump, and we can't waste it. They need to come over, and I think the Reformed Party keep pushing him as in, you know, these young people need to push him. As we're not trying to push him to the side. We support what he wanted, irrelevant if he's a president in 2024. We've got something going here, and we need to make it grow, and we need to get rid of Mitch McConnell. You know, like I said, the swamp. Trump couldn't get into the bottom of the swamp. You know, Mitch McConnell and these cats, they were hid down in the silt. They were down deep. Now they've been stirred up, and they come poke their little garbage heads.
Oh, like, sure. Oh, well, it's a cat. They're like the catfish, those little bottom feeders. So Mitch McConnell and Bill, thanks for the call. We got to run for a break here. But the reality is that Mitch McConnell's got to go. And they say about half, if the last numbers I saw, and I haven't seen them today, clearly, but the last numbers I saw, about half of the Republican conference wants Liz Cheney removed from her leadership position. And I'd like to think that more people have signed on to that. But there needs to be a price to pay if you're going to betray your party. And look, you may not get along. You may not like your party leader, but he's the leader of your party. Got to run. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
It's the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Great to have you hanging out with us today on the radio. And you know, we had a previous caller, Bill from Memphis, and Bill said, you know, it's a good thing, Starnes, you bought this radio station because this is going to be the lifeline. This is the lifeboat. And there's a lot of truth to what old Bill said, because they are going to crack down on conservatives, whether you're on Twitter or Facebook or Instagram or the TikTok or what have you. And I suspect at the end of the day, the only place that you're going to be able to have a voice is on the radio. And we're committed to doing that for you here on this radio show. And I suspect your local radio station that carries this program, they're committed to defending conservative values and principles. So hang in there. You need to support your local radio station. You need to support the businesses that advertise on your local radio station. Those businesses need to hear from you. You need to thank them for supporting talk radio in your community. That's vitally important moving forward. I know whenever we have a sponsor of a radio of one of our shows here in Memphis on KWAM, you better believe I'm down there doing business with those stores. if you've got, let's just say you've got a local morning drive radio program and the local hardware store sponsors that morning show. Well, instead of going down to the Walmart or instead of going down to Home Depot to get your next hammer or to get the power tool or to get that turbocharged leaf blower like I got just a couple of weeks ago, it may cost a few extra dollars. It may not. Head on down to your local hardware store, the one owned by local people, the one that employs local people, and give that a shot. By the way, speaking of radio stations, got this letter from one of our listeners, KXEL in Waterloo, Iowa, and the program director there, Jeff Stein, who does a terrific job as one of our fill-in hosts, says, Todd, I'm an online listener to KXEL in California, lifelong Republican, small business owner. She's been listening to the program and listens to us. She tries to listen to us on Facebook. She said that she put up a folder that said Todd Starnes and that Facebook flagged the Todd Starnes folder. They said she needed to use a different name because my name was not trustworthy. She says a few days later, before labeling a folder Pompeo, the same thing happened. She said, here's the takeaway. Starnes and Pompeo are in the same class. Well, that's a mighty big compliment. Facebook is limiting people from getting, retaining Starnes-related information. I guess I'm living in China. I'm living in China. Well, I'm sorry to say that, and I'm sad that happened to you, but that's unfortunate. Very unfortunate, but that's the way it goes. So come on over to our website and hang out with us. Oh, by the way, we got a letter, a very kind letter from someone on our Instagram. Where's Grace Baker? I know Avery is off microphone right now, but we got a message. I know the person's name is Dennis, and it's a very kind note. They live in Lynchburg, Virginia. He and his wife and the family live in Lynchburg. And I guess they saw pictures of Avery, and he looked, like he needed to be fed.
Malnourished. Good thing Avery's not on mic right now. He probably has something to say about that.
Todd, if Avery would like a home-cooked meal, we would love to have him visit. We're God-fearing conservatives that live 10 minutes away from Liberty University.
He's got the Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, but, man can't live by Chick-fil-A alone. You got to have, lasagna. Maybe
I don't know.
Maybe some country
fried
steak. I
think the verse was saying, not bread alone, but you can live on Chick-fil-A.
Yeah. I don't know about that. I don't know. Well, that's very kind of you. And Avery, I'm sure, appreciates it. We do need to put some, he needs to put some weight on. All right, folks. Hey, look, I'm out of here having the second eye surgery tomorrow, so keep me in your prayers. You're going to have a fill-in host on Thursday and Friday. I will be back on Monday, and I will be able to literally see you on the radio. Have a great one, everybody.